My name is Riley Given. I've been doing speech and debate since I can remember from high school. I'm a senior this year, so unfortunately it's my last year. Fortunately, I qualified to the national tournament, so my season got extended a little bit. But I got into speech and debate from my mom. She's the coach, so I kind of got introduced to it at a young age, and I just fell in love with it. So I decided to stick with it, and I'm glad I did, because it's got me a lot of success and a lot of exposure for my future endeavors.
Absolutely. Grant, same question to you. Tell a little bit about yourself, how you got involved with speech and debate.
Yeah, my name is Grant Norfley. I'm currently a junior at Mexico High School here in town, and I've started speech and debate kind of the same way Riley did. I had a theater class with Miss Given freshman year, and she's like, "Hey, I think you'd be really, really good at this." I started it, and I've kind of fell in love ever since. And now I'm partners with Riley.
Yeah, outstanding. You guys have been, you were on our radio program, Public Perspective, on Saturday morning, and having you back here this morning because some big news for you guys. You're national qualifiers. Riley, explain a little bit about that.
Yes, so usually with the national qualifying process is we go to a big tournament in St. Louis, and we compete round after round after round for 2 or 3 days. And at the end of the day, they cut it down to the top six, and then they take the top two or the top three from each event, and those qualify to nationals. This year was a little different, however, with COVID coming in. It was actually kind of unfortunate because we had our bags packed, and the day that we were leaving is when they canceled the tournament. But this year we had what was called a bid process. Now, with the bid process, it was kind of like an application. So you filled it out, and that you did all your records from this year, all your records from the past, all your total points earned. And they decided that they had a panel of judges, and they would receive your bid, and they would decide on who they thought was the most qualified to represent the Northeast NSDA team the best that they could at the national tournament. And that's how we qualified this year. It was a little different, but it worked.
Yeah, absolutely. Grant, you guys were in Dallas this time last year, if I remember right. How much have things changed since COVID-19 came around?
So, yeah, in June of last summer, we were at the National Speech and Debate Tournament in Dallas, Texas, the two of us, and then Kylie Ace was with us down there. And a lot of stuff has changed since COVID-19 has came around. As Riley said, we didn't even get to compete at the district tournament. In April of last year, we would have been competing at the state MISHA Speech and Debate Tournament in Springfield at Missouri State University. And then now, we should be prepping for nationals, should be getting ready to go to nationals in the middle of June and be flying to Albuquerque, but we're not. National Speech and Debate has been able to accommodate this. They still are aware that, a lot of these students have worked really hard on their pieces and stuff this year. So we're going to do an online tournament. And then there's also a special senior open tournament for all those seniors who may have not got to compete at their districts for the very last time to get the chance to qualify at nationals. So any senior that did not qualify to the regular national tournament will have a special senior open at the end of May. But this year, all of the competition will be online. For events like ours, we will just submit one video, and that video will move as far as it needs to in the competition. Other events that need to be live, like debate, they'll do via like a Skype call or a FaceTime call like that, and they'll do it live, and there's a schedule for that. But something really different this year, especially since we're a partner event and a duo event, we have to be split screen on the monitor, and we have to be filming from two different rooms due to social distancing orders. But I mean, it's not ideal, but Riley and I'll take it, because there were talks of completely getting rid of duo for this summer. But we also had the option to get rid of duo and do another event if we wanted to. But we decided we want to keep with this. We're going to make it work. We're problem solvers. And so a lot of things have changed due to COVID-19, but accommodations have been made. And we're just being flexible.
Yeah, something better than nothing, yeah. I guess is the way we would describe that. But you guys said that you can't be in the same room. But Riley, you were talking a little bit about this. You guys are probably going to record over at the high school. Is that the plan, different rooms?
Yeah, we'll probably record at the high school. That way we're on the same Wi-Fi, so that there's no misconnections or anything. Different rooms, that way we're abiding by the rules so we don't get in trouble. But that's our plan right now.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. I hope it goes well for you. You know, you guys were talking a little bit off the air, too. You've been together for a long time, performing together a long time. This goes back to your presser days, is that right?
Yeah. Riley and I did some summer camps over at Presser Arts Center here in town. Did some of those summer camps. I know we were in 101 Dalmatians together and a couple other shows. And then we also grew up going to church together and stuff like that, same preschool. So I've known Riley for a long time. And then we started doing theater together at the high school, been in a couple of shows with him there. And then this year we were named co-captains of the MHS speech and debate team. We both really liked the duo event, and we decided, you know, why not give a final hoorah for Riley's senior year and bust out a really good one.
Yeah, heck yeah, definitely. Now, what week is this going to be going on? And people can tune in and see this, right?
Yes, so it will be going on June 15th through the 20th. Now, for if you want to view, you can tune in to the finals round on the, it'd be the Thursday, right? So the 14th?
Saturday, the 20th.
The 20th. So on the 20th, you can tune in to speechanddebate.org/livestreams and watch all the finalists. Hopefully, we'll be there, but it is really hard. It is really hard competition at Nationals, so we won't be disappointed if we don't, but we'll do our best. So that's how you can kind of view the events is you turn into the speechanddebate.org/livestreams and you kind of get a feel for what's going on at Nationals.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Well, I want to wish you guys the best of luck. I certainly appreciate y'all coming in early this morning and as I understand, you're getting ready to go turn things in over at the high school.
Yeah.
I know my oldest is getting ready to turn things in at the junior high, so I'll let you get about your day. But thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.